Who is Srimati Nirmala Devi, the founder of Sahaja Yoga? Srimati was born to a Christian family in 1923 in the Indian state of Maharashtra. Her parents were direct descendants of a royal family, and she was born with a complete understanding of the human nervous system and its inbuilt set of functions and qualities. Srimati recognized very early in her life that her mission in life was to help humanity to take the next evolutionary step by opening the Sahasrara chakra on the top of the head to enable anyone who is seeking the spirit to attain their realization. Srimati is married to Sir C.P. Srivastava, who became the head of the United Nations Maritime Organization. After seeing her two daughters getting married, she felt it was time now to embark on her spiritual mission. As she was pondering on the many problems facing human beings, on the 5th of May 1970, on a lonely beach of Nargol near Mumbai, a divine spiritual experience filled her whole being, and suddenly she found an answer to her question. She discovered a historical process of en masse self-realization, through which thousands of people at the same time could get disconnection to their spirit and thereby an unfolding their inner transformation. She decided to spread it on an en masse level. Those few people who got the experience of the Kundalini awakening started feeling a gentle cool breeze flowing over their whole body, especially over the palms of the hands and on top of the head around the fontanel bone area, and they were quite astonished that it worked. Srimati neither charges for her lectures nor for her ability to give self-realization, nor does one have to become a member. Today, Sahaja Yoga is practiced in over 85 countries and people from all walks of life, without distinction of race, religion, age, or social status, tap into their inner spiritual power through their daily Sahaja Yoga meditation. Now, let's hear a talk from Srimati Nirmala Devi.